of Lake Effect Now on 89.7 WUWM. I'm Mitch Tyke.
And I'm Bonnie North. Cattails are a common sight along some shorelines in the Great Lakes. They can be picturesque, but they can also be an invasive nuisance. Some researchers across the region are harvesting and finding commercial uses for them, however. Great Lakes Today's Sam Corton reports.
When you're in the middle of the Shiawassee National Wildlife Refuge, you don't realize how huge it is. It's 10,000 acres of marshes and bogs, forest and farmland. That's about two-thirds the size of Manhattan. Everywhere you look, there's a hawk or a heron. Bushes rustle with rodents, and the air is filled with mosquitoes. Brendan Carson is a researcher from the University of Loyola Chicago. He's working on a project at the refuge centered around harvesting cattails. There's an invasive European cattail that's crossed with a native cattail to make a hybrid. They grow about 10 feet high and cover much of the wetland.
The hybrid's called Typhax glauca, and the hybrid can become fairly dominant or extremely dominant in a lot of wetlands, especially where there are excess nutrients like nitrogen and phosphorus.
He says when there are too many cattails in one place, they can crowd out native plants. A wetland can lose its ability to filter water, and birds and fish can suffer from a lack of food and shelter. That's why Carson is harvesting cattails. The bright red harvester pushes forward, spitting out cattails as it moves. The machine looks a lot like one of the small snowplows that clears sidewalks, but it's built on tank treads instead of wheels. It's specially made for projects where you need to have a low impact on the earth. And it seems to glide over the marshland, consuming every cattail in its path. Carson says the project is designed to let the cattails grow all summer, absorbing the nutrients like a sponge before harvesting takes place.
As long as you can remove that tissue while it's still green and kind of in a growing state, then you're going to be removing quite a bit of nitrogen and phosphorus.
And then those nutrients can be put to good use elsewhere. The researchers give the shredded cattails to local farmers, and the farmers use them to fertilize crops. Doug Pearsall is a senior conservation scientist with the Nature Conservancy, another partner of the project. He says more testing needs to be done. It may take several years to see how the cattail harvest affect both the wetlands and the farms. He says farmers want to know how the cattail fertilizer affects their fields.
They're not going to want to see a reduction in the yields off their crops.
The invasive plants might also have other uses. A professor at Lake Superior State University in northern Michigan has started using invasive plants to make fuel pellets. Pellet stoves are similar to wood-burning stoves. They can burn plant matter as a renewable source of home heat. And at the University of Wisconsin-Oshkosh, Brian Langhoff is combining cattails with other materials. He uses a machine to create a rich compost. The process releases methane, which can be converted to electricity. He says the university has
the capacity to produce up to, 10% of our university's power consumption equivalent, or roughly, 220 average American homes year-round we can provide heat and power to.
Using invasive plants in these ways is still pretty new. But the researchers say farmers and businesses could work together to create markets for them, and that could result in healthier wetlands in the Great Lakes. For Great Lakes Today, I'm Sam Corden.
Great Lakes Today is a collaboration from a variety of public media stations and was created to highlight issues affecting the lakes. It's funded through a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.